Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Ryan Bowen is at 16th and I, smack dab in the center of Washington, D.C. Ryan Bowen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How are your muscles feeling right now? Leg muscles?
They're feeling all right. They're feeling a little disoriented because I'm not on the bike right now. It's kind of strange.
Disoriented, yes, because Ryan Bowen, he didn't have enough money to fly to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of Barack Obama, so he decided to ride his bicycle from L.A. to D.C., and you made it. Congratulations, bud.
Well, thank you very much.
And there
it's
you
been
are.
A great experience.
And there you are in the nation's capital on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. What do you think MLK Jr. would be thinking about this day?
Well, I heard a lot of speculation as for the dream being realized, and I don't know if I would necessarily say that we've come that far, but this is definitely a step, and I believe that we actually have a sincere potential for moving past some of our racial inequalities. I'm very inspired by Obama, and I know that psychologically, many people around the world are looking forward to this as a option to see a new changed America.
And you saw a lot of that America in your trip across the country. And last time I talked with you, you were in warm, sunny Florida, and you had to make a hard left turn and ride north. What was it like to watch the temperature drop?
You know, I'm glad that the last couple of days were the shortest. So the trek up the Atlantic coast was less than a week. And if it was less than 20 degrees for my entire trip, I would have quit back in Texas, I got to say. So I'm glad that it only lasted a couple of days. And it's even warming up this morning, it feels. You know, I was riding in 18-degree weather all the way to Fredericksburg, and that was tough. Very difficult.
Oh, man. Well, you're a better man than I am. So you got a ticket for the inauguration?
I actually did. Yesterday, I was blessed with the opportunity to meet Congressman Earl Blumenauer, representative from Portland, Oregon, my hometown.
That's your hometown?
And well, originally from Portland. Yeah. I moved to Los Angeles for college.
And right, right.
He's the biggest bike advocate in Washington, so it was definitely just an amazing experience getting to meet somebody like that who's taking it to him, working on getting billions for improvements in bicycle infrastructure around the country.
Ryan, come on now. You know how things work in Washington, right? I mean, Blumenauer, he's riding you, okay? You're a cult figure because of this show, The Takeaway. You know, America's been following you. Your congressman is basically trying to hitch a ride to your bike.
I got to say, any help I could get, I'll still take it.
What a diplomatic answer. You know, you might be sticking around there in Washington if you talk like that. What face most typifies the sense of hope that you imagine that your trip would embody? As you traveled across the country? And you don't have to answer. You can think about that because we're going to be talking to you on Wednesday when this whole thing comes full circle and you'll have actually experienced the inauguration that you dreamed of. But is it fair to say that the faces were really urging you along and not thinking you were kind of ridiculous?
You know what? The one question that I asked that had some of the most interesting answers is, if you had one thing to say to Barack Obama, you know, what would that be? And so I got a lot of that on the video camera as we were going along. And, you know, the main face that I guess I could put to it was a woman back in Austin, Texas, who was just like, just keep it real, Barack.
You know, keep it real, Barack.
It was a simple statement, and, you know, that sums it all up.
All right.
I just want to make sure that everybody is just keeping that happening.
All right, well, Ryan Bowen, get your hand warmers. Stay warm. You've made it. You don't need to get on the bike again. You're at 16th and I in Washington, D.C. Ryan Bowen traveled from L.A. to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of Barack Obama. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.